I basically take you through the different points of equalizing and exchanging self for others. So it'd be very similar to what you already did. And again, as before, I'll mention a point and you have a few moments to reflect on it and see what feels comfortable, what feels good. So it may be a little hard at some points, but then just be creative with them. You understand what all this is for. You understand the purpose of the exercise. So depending on how hard you find it to actually exchange yourself for others, be flexible in the way we talked about it before. But before we start the actual meditation, I would like to take a few moments of breathing and then we can start. Okay? So a few moments means about 5 minutes of breathing, and then we start the meditation. So make sure your mind and body is relaxed, or are relaxed, your body is relaxed. Try to remove any tension, and then of course the mind. Try not to think of the past or the future. Just be in the moment. Watch the breath move in and out. And when thoughts arise, just note them and let them go. Okay, so let's start by identifying the self-cherishing or self-centered attitude. So the self-cherishing attitude is described as a type of attachment that clings to I and mine. And that considers our personal happiness and well-being to be more important than that of others. And it arises from misperceiving an I that exists separate from mind and body. So this misperception leads to a mind that perceives that separate self to be very important, very precious, and to be the center of the universe. So try from your own experience to identify that mind in your own continuum. And so then think that this self-cherishing attitude is the entrance or the doorway to all misery and suffering. It's responsible for all our problems and difficulties. So unhappiness, worry, dissatisfaction, pain, illness, they're all the results of our self-centeredness. our attachment and clinging to I and mine. And then cherishing others, seeing others' happiness as important, others' well-being as important, and acting accordingly is described as the basis of all positive qualities. It's responsible for all our happiness. So everything good in our life, our positive experiences with family and friends, our well-being, possessions, comfort, all the results of cherishing others. So try to really get a sense for the fact that cherishing ourselves leads to suffering, whereas cherishing others leads to happiness, leads to peace of mind. But not only is the attitude that cherishes the self is harmful, whereas the attitude that cherishes others is beneficial. There's also no reason to cherish the self more than others, since self and others are equally important. So to get a sense of how important others are, of how much we depend on others, let's first reflect on the fact that whatever material things that we possess depend on others. Our food, clothing, shelter, medicine, and everything else that is required to sustain us is provided by other living beings. And it's in dependence on them that we derive resources and material enjoyments. but also everything we know, our education, our skills and abilities, the fact that we can walk, talk, hold a conversation, work a job. It all depends on others. Since we acquired all these abilities by directly or indirectly relying on other living beings. And from the point of view of developing the mind, whatever positive qualities we possess also depend on other sentient beings. We generate love and compassion. An abundance on other living beings. Compassion arises because they're living beings who have problems and difficulties. Generosity because there are others who need our help. Patience with people who behave in a negative way. So therefore it is said that sentient beings are equally important as the Buddhas. sentient beings are also equal, because just as ourselves, everyone wants to be happy and free from misery. No one wants to experience the slightest suffering. And everybody constantly strives to experience happiness. And from the point of view of ultimate reality, we're all equal, since we equally lack inherent and intrinsic existence. And so I and others are merely imputed, relative and dependent on one another, just as here and there, or this and that. So I and others are not as separate as we believe them to be. So having understood the faults of cherishing oneself and the benefits of cherishing others, as well as the fact that self and others are equal. Let's now try to replace the mind that cherishes the self with a mind that cherishes others. That makes others' well-being and happiness our main concern. State of mind that is responsible for one's own and others' welfare.